Brilliance Audio presents Misled and Kiss of the Night by Sylvia Day. Performed by Jill Redfield and Sylvia Day.
To all my fabulous readers, I am thrilled to share with you, for the first time on audio, the complete Carnal Thirst series, a duology following an elite group of vampires working for the Interstellar Special Task Force. In addition to running high-risk missions around the galaxy, these agents have a craving for powerful women, whether she's in the form of a Lith bounty hunter with attitude or a razor-sharp politician endorsing vampiric rights. And each agent is determined to seduce the woman who's been demanding his respect and stirring his blood for years. As you'll find out, getting these exquisite women to indulge is the easy part. It's the rest of the mission that proves treacherous. I hope you enjoy these two stories of insatiable lust and galactic adventure. Thank you for all of your continued support. It means the world to me.
Sable Taylor was going to jail for sure this time, and Derek watched the events leading up to her arrest with a slight smile. Leaning back, he rested a broad shoulder against the wall and crossed his arms. Sable was no more than a blur to the humans who milled around Windermere Court's Palladian-style city hall, but his vampire sight caught her movements without any trouble at all. The bounty hunter raced along the white stone walls, her lithe body moving with little strain as she chased the murderer they were both pursuing. He could help her, he supposed, but Sable wouldn't appreciate it. Despite his job as a special task force agent, he was the enemy to her, direct competition in the capture of wanted criminals. He did it for justice. She did it for money, but he didn't think less of her. She'd earned his respect in addition to more carnal interest, an interest she returned but refuted at every opportunity. When they'd first met, he'd been a rookie, and he'd learned a lot by watching her in action. He'd see her in a flash, a brief moment of sharp recognition, before one of them, usually him, made off with their quarry. Every time he saw her, she was more beautiful than he remembered. Sable honed her body with hard training in a diet of blood. Her hair was jet black, deeper in color than his own raven locks and completely straight. A long curtain of silk. Her skin was as pale as starlight and just as luminous. And her eyes, he dreamed about her eyes. They were a rich blue so startling, the sight of them always caught him off guard. He'd lusted after her since the moment he'd first seen her. He had smelled her lush scent and heard the barely there beat of her heart, and he'd known she was one of his kind. The last 2 years of watching Sable work, admiring her skill, her daring, and her bravery, had only made him want her more. Their work, by nature, was a lonely existence. Always in pursuit, hunters never stayed in any one place long enough to become attached to anything or anyone. She knew what his life was like because she lived one similar to it. That commonality gave their inevitable pairing a common thread he looked forward to exploring. But first, they had to get through this capture. They were hunting Jared Ione, one of their kind, who'd crossed the line between drinking to live and drinking to kill. Jared was a vampire in his physical prime, but he was barely staying ahead of Sable, whose physical stamina made Derek's jaw ache and his fangs descend. Imagining all that energy in his bed was enough to make his cock hard. Just once he'd like a lover that gave as good as she got, an equal, his match. He expected it would take another minute at most before the authorities in City Hall put an end to the chase. Windermere had a law against vamps using their superhuman abilities in public buildings. It was considered too dangerous to the humans to be in the path of vampires running at full speed. A straight-on collision was often deadly, but Sable was known for ignoring any laws that got in her way.